I'm Sarah Gonzalez in for Tanzina Vega this week, and you're listening to The Takeaway. What some expected to be a COVID-19 baby boom is now being considered a baby bust. Birth rates have dropped since states across the U.S. locked down last March. According to new data from the federal government, the birth rate declined by 4% in 2020. That is the sixth year in a row where the birth rate has decreased. Other countries like China and Italy have also seen birth rates drop this year. And it's not just birth rates. Fertility rates, or the number of children a person is expected to birth during their childbearing years, are also on the downturn. So what's really driving this, and what does it mean both in the short and long term? For that and more, we're joined by Carrie Racion, an associate professor of public policy at the University of Connecticut. Carrie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So was the decline in the U.S. birth rate expected, particularly this past year, or was it still surprising?
I think for me at least, and for many economists and demographers, this was a pretty expected decline. As you mentioned, this is our sixth straight year of declining birth rates. So there was no reason to think that things were going to change that trajectory. And in fact, what we saw was an acceleration of those birth rate declines, particularly in the last part of 2020. And that's not surprising given the time demands that families faced in the pandemic months.
What is the connection to the pandemic here?
Yeah, so, you know, kids are something that take a substantial amount of time and money on behalf of their parents, right? We have to invest a lot of time and money into kids. And when those two things become scarce, or when there's uncertainty, or when families don't feel like they can appropriately invest in their children, and especially when we create trade-offs between working and having children in our society, it's just not surprising, I think, to a lot of people that women in particular chose to have fewer children, both in the preceding years and then especially in, like I said, the latter part of 2020.
When women, you know, right in the thick of COVID, were losing their jobs more than men, were having to leave their jobs to take care of their children when schools and childcare closed, this is probably more reason for women to say, like, not the right time to have kids, right?
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. So not only are birth rates and total fertility rates down, women's labor force participation is also at historic lows. And so, you know, mothers have disproportionately felt the caregiving strain in this pandemic, but also all the time, right? A lot of the caregiving burden has fallen to mothers and to women. And women have seen this, and millennials have seen this. And, you know, women can pay attention to patterns and make decisions that perhaps this isn't a trade-off that they're willing to make.
And how should we think about declining birth rates in the United States and other countries, given that globally there is overpopulation?
Yeah, so, you know, I think obviously population is something that countries have to consider about and think about in multiple ways. But we also have to think about and acknowledge that children are one source of future worker, that they're a future labor force. They're also just like future society, right? Not to get too cheesy, but, you know, the children are our future in lots of ways. And so if what we have set ourselves up for is an aging society, and children are not then there to sort of repopulate the labor force, then that can present problems for economies, for growth in economy. We may not have people's talents to edge our society on. But more broadly, you know, many social service programs, sort of Social Security being the keynote program, relies on future workers, and particularly their wages, to fund that program. And so there may be solvency issues to think about for federal programs if we don't have future children, but we do have an aging society. By that, I mean we have retirees.
Yeah. So I normally work at an economics podcast. And one way to think about people being born is that people are not just people. They are consumers and workers and taxpayers. And if you don't have enough people in your city or your country, that causes all kinds of problems, like what you mentioned, less babies. What would the effect of that be on Social Security, for example?
Exactly. Right. And so it could create a problem where that program isn't solvent. I want to be clear that future children born to American women are not the only way to think about that program solvency, right? There are certainly other ways. There are economic benefits to immigration, for example. And then, of course, there are just other funding mechanisms that we can think about. But under our current funding mechanism, this does present a challenge for those kinds of programs moving forward.
I'm wondering if the current decline is a matter of people just choosing to delay having children down the line, not necessarily forego having children. Do you know?
Yeah, so this is a question. This is a big question for demographers, and something that we've been interested in for a long time, right? So some of these falling birth rates, for example, are for falling birth rates to teenagers, right? So the teen birth rate for 15 to 19 year olds, for example, has fallen a lot, you know, in this year, but also since, you know, the 1990s where it peaked, it's fallen 75%. And I don't think anyone would like to change that. I think as a society, we certainly want teen women waiting to have children. The question is, do they make them up later in their fertility years? And a lot of the answer, we're starting to really sort of get that data. And it doesn't look like women who are delaying their children in their sort of 30s are then making them up in their, you know, when they're sort of 35 or so. We're seeing things like just overall childlessness rates. So there are more women not having any children, which is certainly indicative of women not just choosing not to have children at all. So families are becoming smaller, and some women are choosing to not be mothers at all.
Carrie Racian is an associate professor of public policy at the University of Connecticut. Carrie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.